Yes, you mean Vamos Beza and Allow of Redemption Law on February 3rd, 1976, Tuesday. Continued.
The 12, so let us say, leads to Shekwa Gobu. Why does it say Shekwa Yodu? It says, the Mosh Ramishni is Yati Yachlin, Vachameise, Vachameise, Vimchom of Shinin to Ironies, Ushemianu, Shekwa Yodu. It doesn't say Shekwa Gobu. So, if we say that it's possible, even for a girl who has not reached the age of godless, so we can understand as to why it says Shekwa Yodu. So Mele, for some reason, if it's Yodu, Mele is not affected. So even though the Gemara didn't know yet as why, but the Gemara was forced to assume that if she gives birth to a child, so then she cannot be Mimanis. Why? So the Gemara didn't know it yet. But since the Gemara did know, the Gemara was medayik from the Lashon HaMishneh, that in as much that the Mishneh uses the Lashon, I mean the Rabbi Bashmuel uses the Lashon, in as much as Rabbi Bashmuel uses the Lashon Shekwa Yodu, so that implies that she might not have reached the age of godless. But by account of the fact that it's Yodu, so Miun is not affected. But anyway, we see it's possible to give birth to a child, and with the mother remaining alive, even before the age of godless, and you say, so how can you say that techazman hazeh he may so be upromes and kedem hazman hazeh mechaperes kol ikia? The lotion by Rabbi Bashmuel is shekvo yodu. So meal is not effective, but God will not. So it's mashma that it's possible to give birth to a child even before godless, because if only after godless it is possible to give birth to a child, not before godless. So Rabbi Bashmuel should use another lotion. He should say Yatu Yochlima Bechameisim Bechameisim Choshim Tzayin Sheminu Shekvo Godu. Why does it say Shekvo Yodu? So it's mashma even though Godu it's not. Elo Leilom Shemot Isabei Avishemot Amuz. So it's a possibility. There is a possibility that she'll give birth to a viable child, and the mother will remain alive. So why do we say that we can't visualize Mimayanes? So we can visualize Mimayanes. Velakashi ach, Omar Rav Safche, Bon Marim Kisimon, Bon Marim Kisimon. So in other words, even so, from this Gemara, it's mashma that even before the age of godless, even before the age of 12. If she gives birth to a child, so she becomes a girl, even before the age of 12. Now, so that's why it's impossible to visualize a chameisim imayenes, because if she's a chameisim, she's a mother-in-law. So that means that she has given birth to a child. Otherwise, she couldn't be a mother-in-law if she didn't give birth to a child. So she already gave birth to a child. The moment she gave birth to a child, even if she is less than 12, so she already becomes Igdeilo, and the Igdeilo cannot be Mimaeres. And now we can understand this, why Rabbi Bashmuel uses the Lashon Shekvo Yoldu. Because if he used the Lashon Shekvo Godlu, so then I would think that it means she's already 12. But no, she can give birth even before 12. Even before 12, she can give birth. So that's why it uses the Lashon Shekvo Yodu. But then you'll ask, Monefsheh, if she gave birth before 12, so she should still be able to be in Mayanes? The answer is, Bon Marim Simon. So Mimele, once she produced Simonim, so then Miun is not affected. Now, so from this Gemara, it's Mashma. Now, the Aloche is that if, let's say, a bus brings Simonim, Shtei Sairas, shows Shtei Sairas, produces Shtei Sairas, before she is 12 years old, so she doesn't become a girl. Why? Because it's a Shume Baume, it's not indicative of puberty. It's not indicative of puberty. It's Shume Baume. But suppose the Shtei Sairas wouldn't be Shume. It would be Simonim. Suppose for some reason the Shtei Sairas Alpidin would not be considered Shume Baalmi. It would be Simonim. But she's still not 12. Does she become a Gdele or not? Because we can argue either way. We can say that there are two prerequisites for godless. One is simonim, shtesayres, and one is shonim. Or, some mele, if we say that way, that there are two prerequisites for godless. One shoni, one simonim, and one shonim. And one shonim. So then, even if she'll produce shtesayres, but if she's not 12 yet, or the same question could arise in connection with the ben. Let's say, suppose, now the halacha is that if the ben produces shtei sayres before he's 13, so it's shumegaon. It's not simonim. So even if he becomes 13, he doesn't become a gadol. Unless he produces new shtei sayres. But suppose he doesn't produce new shtei sayres. He only has the shtei sayres that he had before he was 13. So he doesn't become a gadol. So why? Because the shtei sayres is not simonim. Because it's not an indication, the sinuses are considered simonim if they are an indication, if they are symptomatic of puberty. But if sometimes a little child has hair all over his body, that's because of a certain glandular disturbance, I mean, because of a hormone ailment that he has, so then it's not symptomatic of puberty. So that's what Gemara means, shumedown. In other words, it's not simonim. So, but suppose the shtei sayres is simonim, and the ben is not 13 yet, and the bas is not 12 yet. Does he become a gadol? Does she become a gadol? So the question is whether we need two prerequisites of godless, simonim and shonim, or only simonim. So teis v'shita is. Teis v'shita here, and all over, and in Ide, all over. Teis v'shita is that if the shtei sayres would be simonim, so then the ben would become a gadol even before 13. The only reason as to why shtei sayres, if a ben produces shtei sayres before 13, or a bas produces shtei sayres before 12, so it's not a gadol like Deila, is because it's shumei ba'alme. It's not indicative of purity. So, but if for some reason it is simonim, so even without Shonim. The Rambam, the Rav Chaim says, I mean it's not so explicit in the Rambam, but Rav Chaim assumes that the Rambam Shite is to the contrary. That there are two separate requirements for godless. One is Simonim, and one is Shonim. Now the Kusoy. So in other words, so even if the Simonim, even if the Shisayres are Simonim, I'm not sure about it. A ben couldn't become a gadol, or the bas couldn't become a gadol without shonim. Now, why then does the Gemara say that the reason is why, if a ben produces shtei sayres before 13, a bas produces shtei sayres before 12, so it doesn't become a gadol like gadol because it's shume ba'alme? So without recourse to shume ba'alme, the answer is there's a big nachkemine. You see, if it is true according to the Rambam, there are two prerequisites for godless. One is simonim and one is shonim. But if it hadn't been shume ba'alme, so then we would only have to wait until the boy becomes 13, until the girl becomes 12. And by the moment the girl becomes 12 and the boy becomes 13, even though they don't produce new shtei sayres, they would become daily. But on account of the fact that it's shume ba'alme, so even when the boy becomes 13, even when the girl becomes 12, so they do not become a gadol or a gadol until they produce new shtei sayres. But in Achaname, until the age of 13, until the age of 12, according to the Rambam, it cannot become a gadol. Now, here the Gemara says here, so how do we answer the kashe? Because Rabbi Bashmuel says she kvo yoldu. So he doesn't say she kvo godlu. Why? Because it's possible to give birth and the mother should remain alive and the child should remain alive even before the age of 12. So that's why he doesn't say she kvo godlu. Because if he used the lashon she kvo godlu, I would say that he means that it's impossible before the age of 12. To give birth to a child, but the question is, so according to the Rambam, that even if there is simon, so still she doesn't become a gdele until the age of 12, until the age of 12. So why does the Mishnah say, "Motzinu chamei se mimayenes"? Why doesn't the Mishnah say what's in Chametz in Mayonnaise? But it's possible, we can visualize. Let's say she gave birth to a child before she was 12, and the pshat is Shemot Isabah v'Shemot Tomus. But it's possible Shloi Tomus, and the child is Bakayone. So Mimele, but if there she doesn't become until she's 12, because there is another prerequisite, Shonim. So in the interim, between the birth of the child, let's say she gives birth, when she gives birth to a child, she's 11 and 10 months old. So within the 2 months that remain until she becomes 12, so she should be able to be minus. So we have to say that once she, the girl, the woman, has attained the godless of Simonim, even though she's not a Dela, because the godless of Shonim is lacking, but Miun is not affected. Because that was a special takone. Now the taloche is that even if we bore leolacha godless, so she cannot be minus. So the reason as to why lacha godless she cannot be mine is not because once she became Igdoyle and the husband continues living with her, so then there is new gdushin because he's mikadosh bebiyeh. So then if that had been the reason, so then we should say that when is a, if Godlo is a Ma'enes, only if Loitlo Aleo Alacha she Godlo. But Aloha is that even if Bo Aleo, even if the Baal lived with her, after she became Igdele. Even if he did not live with her, after she became Igdele, even if they were separated from the time she became Igdele, she still cannot be Ma'enes. But there is no new Gdushin. So that's the special takone, the Chachomim Mo'am Misakim, that Miu is only effective as long as she's not a Gdela. But the moment she becomes a Gdela, even though no new Gdushin were realized because the husband was not Bo'aleo, so there was no new Gdushin, so the only Gdushin is a Gdushin in Rabbanon, but after she becomes a Gdela, Miu is not effective. So according to the Rambam, we have to say, the moment she has reached godless of Simonim, even though she's not a Gdeles yet, because the godless of Shonim is lacking, Miun is not attacking. So this is what he must say. Velakashi ha, from Rav Sattva Barak Simonim. Viz de amre bonim adiv le Simonim. Remai nafkimini lachil Rav Yudha amat shiyah ve ashocheya bivonim meide. That she cannot be ma'enes. Virav Zvido marim bonim beloi Simonim. Vinivdek, what is that? What? Midaraisa she is a deal, of course. Bonim ma'enes Simonim.
I
thought you asked whether with Bonim she becomes a Gdele.
That's but what I mean, with Bonim. With Bonim, with the right to become a Gdele.
If she has reached the age.
You know, she hasn't reached the age.
So she's not a Gdele according to the Rambam.
Is the
right to become a Gdele? She's not a Gdele.
According to
the Gdele. She is a Gdele. But as we go marim Bonim this morning. Vinivdei. So now it's according to Rav Safre. So Bonim itself is a morning. According to Rav Zvi. So Bonim itself is not Simonim, but if she had given birth to children, so it's a Raya that she had this Iris. So the Gemara says, why do we have to rely on Rayas, on presumptions? Nidlik, let's be Baedeker. Nidlik. So the Gemara says, no, Bdike is not effective. It's not a sure way of telling. Because suppose we are Baedeker and we see she doesn't have this Iris. So then, Hashino Shemanosh.
Good evening, President of Almost 59th Shurin, Yavamo Zayin Adar, Alav Hatoshin, on February 8th, 1976, on Sunday.